Put me down as listening right now there, Bob.
Equalizer and put it back in line. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any RF on the signal or anything like that. Over.
Well, the audio
sounds good.
My radio is on
20
over
FNI,
but I can do better on
FDR. Okay, Roger that. Well, let's get back to getting some more check-ins. This is KO4FE. Standing by.
KA8JOY, this is WB2JAX, a very light copy of
Hopefully, they will improve. So, thank you. We can keep on with Alpha X-ray. This is KAJOI.
Charlie Kitt. This is KHLY for the Santa Clara Valley.
Island for pedophilia.
that the Trump administration has an interest in government investigation trying to do to the now former President Donald Trump's own president of the last year. Those other licenses have the capacity to take down the 16th escapade. Sexual offenses in high places, and pretty much anyone believes that when it came to the Clinton Association of Suicide, there's a good reason to suspect foul play. So again, it's just more gobbledygook saying, did he, did she, again, no one knows except Jeff, but remember,
okay, KA8JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE. Yeah, Bob, I can barely pull you out of the noise and cut this game back a little bit. There we go. Well, I got some religious news here. This thing's still running too hot there. That looks better. But anyway, we got some religious news here. Not that I'm promoting religion, but it's just news stories related to religion. One about the Salvation Army and the other one about Roman Catholicism. So anyway, they're all on the woke bandwagon. So anyway, let's get into this Salvation Army story. This is off Breitbart. Says woke Salvation Army asks donors to apologize for white supremacy and white dominant culture. I don't know whether this is a takeover of the Salvation Army by the woke cards, or whether this is just like a Me Too thing where the Salvation Army sees all these everybody denouncing white supremacy and attacking white people. Well, they figure they better get in on it too. I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on the Salvation Army, but let's get into this ridiculous story. Salvation Army has followed the lead of other woke organizations in entering the establishment media manufactured race war and is asking donors to offer a sincere apology for white supremacy and white dominated culture as detailed in a resource guide, quote, developed to guide the Salvation Army family in gracious discussions about overcoming the damage racism has inflicted upon our world, close quote. The Salvation Army's International Social Justice Commission, well, that's a tip-off right there. Anything with social justice, equity, or what have you, you know it's run by communists and anti-white. But anyway, it crafted the guidance, which seeks donors to, quote, understand and acknowledge the definitions of race and racism and how the social construct of race has affected the society, the social construct. So does that mean I can start calling myself black or Chinese? I mean, if it's a social construct, I ought to be able to do that. And if anybody disagrees, I'll just call them a racist. But anyway, and it says, and ultimately lament, repent, and apologize for biases or racist ideologies held and actions committed, close quote. Many have come to believe that we live in a post-racial society, but racism is very real for our brothers and sisters who are refused jobs and housing, denied basic rights, and brutalized and oppressed simply because of the color of their skin. The resource guide states, adding that there is a urgent need for Christians to evaluate racist attitudes and practices in light of our faith and to live faithfully in today's world, close quote. The resource guide itself contains 5 sessions to help delve into the topic of racism in the church. Those include entire sections titled Self-Care for People of Color, What is Whiteness, Lamenting and Repenting, A Conversation Guide, among others. This guide states that people can perpetrate racism in both conscious and unconscious ways. Notably, while lamenting such purported widespread division, the guide specifically instructs donors to listen to this. Trying to be colorblind. I thought colorblind was what they were aiming for. Now they're saying, says, while this might, this is the Salvation Army's Marxist committee talking here, it says, while this might sound helpful, it actually ignores the God-given differences we all possess, as well as the beautiful cultures of our black and brown brothers and sisters. Instead of trying to be colorblind, try seeing the beauty in our differences and welcome them into your homes, churches, and workplaces. Being colorblind also ignores the discrimination our black and brown brothers and sisters face and does not allow us to address racism properly. Anyway, back to the story, it says ultimately the guide calls for repentance, invoking scripture in an attempt to convince white individuals who have never been racist to apologize, as it is necessary, the guide states, to move towards racial reconciliation. Anyway, it says even if the individual feels as though they did not do anything wrong being personally racist, the guide urges them to spend time repenting on behalf of the church and asking for God to open hearts and minds to the issue of racism. Perhaps God spoke to you during your time of lament and you have an idea of what you need to repent and apologize for. Please take time to write or think about how you can repent and apologize, God says. Notably, Chick-fil-A made waves in 2019 after pulling its donations from the charity, arguing that the 154-year-old group has been the target of misinformation regarding its stance on LGBT individuals, as Breitbart News reported. So apparently the Salvation Army supports the LGBT movement. It says, now, an update, Fox News reported Salvation Army said in a statement in part, the Salvation Army is not asking donors to apologize for their skin color, and we do not endorse any philosophy or ideology. Well, that's a bald-faced lie. You're endorsing critical race theory and Marxism. Such claims are simply false. No, they're not. And injure our ability to fulfill our mission, which is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in His name without discrimination. No, you're preaching cultural Marxism, critical race theory, and Marxist critical theory. Quit invoking Jesus Christ and the Bible or in Scripture. Unless you're referring to the Bible of Marxism. So anyway, back to you, Bob. I hope there's no RF on the signal. Everything looks good on this end, but we'll have to see what kind of audio reports I get. So back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Bill. As I said, I heard you very well on an SDR, but the band is not very good. And to see that the Salvation Army is preaching the word of God, the sinners, which would be the LGBTQ people, would be forgiven, but it's not an acceptable practice, over.
I'm not hearing you too well. I didn't get that question.
I basically was just commenting on Salvation Army. They can forgive the LGBTQ people, but they don't have to totally accept it with open arms and say that it's biblical, that it's okay, because it is a sin. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, they also have to tell them to quit engaging in that type of behavior. Repent and stop doing it.
Roger. All right, Mr. Bill, thank you. KO4FE, KJOI. Let me jump down to Gary. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray. Mr. Gary, in New Jersey, good evening. What you got?
Okay, Bob, I got
Children's Defense.org. You get on there and
with the other journalist, Corbett. He's got the Corbett report, and he interviewed us for about an hour. According to RFK Jr., the Chinese were in that lab developing weapons, bio-weapons. That's what you do with the Japanese plan.
Something, but they got a lot of RF on their signal, so you might try to work on your RF problem there, sir.
All right, Larry, I will catch you on the next round again. I'm going to start out by an article in the Epic Times. Christmas tree growers warn of tight supply. So it says most people prefer to buy their Christmas trees early, while some wait till the last minute. Whether real Douglas fir or fact balsam, O'Tanabomb has always been in abundant supply come holiday season. This year, it may be different. Labor shortages, supply chain issues, transportation problems, and even Mother Nature have all put the squeeze on Christmas tree farms as well as artificial suppliers, according to Jamie Wagner, Executive Director of the American Christmas Tree Association. It's been really tough. It is. Let me change the page to page 8. I'm not going to read the whole article. It's silly to do that, but let's see. Where's page 8? That's page 7. I got one more to go. I know I'm just jabbing you sometimes. Come on, page. I can't. I'm trying to do this with one hand, and it's not working for Aussies. All right. Tough year for all consumer goods. Everything is more expensive. Wagner told me at the time. Many of the artificial trees found for retail store shelves are currently stuck on carpenters parked off the California coastline, creating a logjam of products. Said that the artificial trees made overseas. Wagner said that about 70% of the artificial trees normally arrive by late November. As of last week, the number of store-bound trees was about 45%. So, of course, they're blaming, you know, what's going on. I honestly put up a 1-foot tree with Christmas lights on it and Harley Davidson decoration. I set it on the that's the extent of it for me. I'm kind of a spruce. I have to admit that my son used to come home every other year for the holidays. It was something we looked forward to, but since Robert has died from being a U.S. Marine in Afghanistan, I kind of am anxious when the Christmas holiday passes. But I do appreciate the reason for the season, and that is our Jesus Christ. With that being said, let me go back to Mr. Bill, KO4FD. I can hear you on SDR, KAJOY.
Okay, K8JOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, Bob, your signal's come up some. You're copyable. You're about 5 over S9. My noise level's at 9. Was getting some foreign broadcasts in there, believe it or not. The band must be long. It wasn't very good, but I could tell there was a shortwave station in there. So anyway, I got the report that the audio is clean, so I'm going to go with it. I ended up with this equalizer, I'll mention this, Bob, because you had mentioned getting one. The main issue that I saw was that the cable going from the radio to the equalizer was unshielded, and I think that's where the RF was getting in. So I ended up replacing it with a piece of 8-conductor cable, and then I put a piece of shield from a piece of RG8X coax, and I left that bare so that the plug on the radio would ground it, and then I covered that with heat shrink, and that seems to be working. It's a lot more substantial cable. I'll be the first to admit the cable that that guy puts on these things is a little flimsy. But anyway, this one is a longer and much more substantial, and it's also shielded. So I'm, I think that's got the situation under control. I hope it holds up. But anyway, back to these religious stories. You know, it's not just the Salvation Army. All these religions are going crazy. That's the main reason why I kind of gave up on churches anymore. But anyway, listen to this. Catholic, this is Gateway Pundit. Catholic University of America post paintings of George Floyd as Jesus Christ in the campus ministry office. Can you believe this? They got George Floyd in place of Jesus with a black Virgin Mary holding him. I mean, this is a famous standard icon that you see in the Catholic Church and in the Eastern Orthodox. And they got the halo over their heads. I mean, this is ridiculous. But anyway, it says, especially to be in a Catholic university, I could see if maybe some woke-tard wanted to put this up, but this is in a Catholic university. It said, the Catholic University of America has paintings of George Floyd as Jesus hanging outside of the university's chapel in the campus ministry office and inside its law school. The Daily Signal reported, paintings depicting George Floyd as Jesus Christ hang in both the Catholic University of America's campus ministry office and its law school, the Daily Signal has learned. Catholic University appeared to shrug off responsibilities for the painting Monday, telling the Daily Signal that artist Kelly Latimer painting Mama depicts the Virgin Mary supporting the body of the dead Christ, although the artist has indicated repeatedly that his painting depicts both Floyd and Jesus. You can identify Jesus by the marks in the halo, said Karna Lazoya, vice president for university communication. Lazoya would not further address the matter with the Daily Signal. The icon has no place at the Catholic University of America. It's blasphemous, an offense to the Catholic faith, but it's not surprising at all it was put there. A junior at Catholic University told the Daily Signal in an email. It's just another symptom of the liberalization and secularization of our campus. Says this is not the first time something like this happened. Democrats pictured repeat felon George Floyd as an angel during his funeral. They sure picked some bizarre role models. It says in one Twitter tweet, said, why do liberals call scumbags heroes and heroes scumbags? That pretty much sums it up. You know, just like they called the child rapists and the other convicted felons that were involved in the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting, that he had to shoot in self-defense. They called them heroes. I mean, for crying out loud, a child rapist? I mean, this is ridiculous. But it doesn't stop there. Here's another story. You remember back last year, I think it was, the Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire. Some Muslim, I don't know what he did, started a fire. It burnt this famous historical cathedral. But anyway, listen to what's going on with it now. Renovators hope to turn the historic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris into a woke theme park with emphasis on Africa and Asia. Following the disastrous fire on April 15, 2019, modern architects started making plans for the new and updated Notre Dame Cathedral, Catholic Cathedral in Paris, France. Proposed plans include a giant glass spire to signify secularism, or an Islamic minaret to respect the growing Muslim population. Another idea includes a glass swimming pool on the roof of the cathedral. This came after President Emmanuel Macron's prime minister announced there would be a competition in design to rebuild the infamous cathedral. Said in May 2019, the French Senate approved the government's Notre Dame restoration bill, but added a clause that it must be restored to the state it was before the blaze. But now it appears the renovators are hoping to turn the historic Catholic cathedral into a woke theme park with an emphasis on Africa and Asia. We are witnessing the end of Western culture. The Daily Mail reported fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral is being turned into a woke theme park, with renovators adding a discovery trail and a Christianity for Dummies exhibit, critics have claimed. Under new plans, confessional boxes, altars, and classical sculptures will be scrapped for trendy art murals with sound and lighting effects, creating so-called emotional spaces, unquote. A so-called discovery trail will lead visitors through various chapels with an emphasis on Africa and Asia, and scripture will be beamed onto the walls in various languages, including Mandarin. One of the sanctuaries will even be dedicated to the environment. Maurice Collot, an award-winning Paris-based architect, told the Telegraph, "It's as if Disney were entering Notre Dame. What they are proposing to do to Notre Dame would never be done to Westminster Abbey or St. Peter's in Rome." Yeah, don't bet on it. Give them some time. And he says, "It's a kind of theme park, very childish and trivial, given the grandeur of the place." No, it's cultural Marxism trying to destroy a famous Western landmark is what it is. It's not childish, it's subversive and evil. That's, call it what it is. It's not childish and trivial, it's evil and demonic. Marxist, what, anti-Western, anti-white, that's what it is. I wish these people would stop playing this mealy-mouthed game of just, they're just crazy, they're stupid. No, they're vicious and evil. So anyway, back to you, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y, Liberty Net from K-O-4-F-E.
My goodness, Bill, it's going to come to me a point in time where we will recognize nothing that was normal and good. Pretty good. Maybe you're a KC off, but you sound good. copied you very well, over. WB2JAX KHAOI. Let me jump down to James in the great state of Wisconsin. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. I'll have to listen to you, I think, on the SDR. But Mr. James, it's up to you.
We develop jet engines for a reason. It's a matter of weight, it's a matter of power and speed. They want to put in these lithium batteries. I just see it as dust getting over. I don't know why they have to do that. They just should develop it. They got the electric airplane. I don't think that they're going to be able to compete against gasoline and jet.
It is a really nice car, but I don't see the advantage. It limits your travel. The car was said to be able to have 260 miles of range, but never charge the car to 100%. So that makes it about 220, 215 miles of range. You can't take the car down to zero battery. You're only supposed to go to like 20%. Now we're down to 185 miles of range. So you drive the car, the Tesla Model X, a mere $90,000, and you pull over and plug in, and 17 to 20 minutes later, it's charged up, which I can get gasoline and tea in less than 5. So $7.50 to charge the car, and you're back on the road again. If it's winter time, your mileage is less than 185 because you've got to warm the seat, warm the cabin, and warm the battery. So it really is not beneficial. I owned the car for 10 weeks, and for the 2 months that I had it, my electric bill at home went from $120 to $245 a month for 2 months. I've only put 1,800 miles on that car. So where was the savings? My license plate was $200 a year more because it was electric. Where is the savings? There isn't one. So I agree. This is ridiculous. We're trying to control people way too much with these batteries. And our infrastructure can't handle the air conditioners that are running now. How's it going to handle the batteries? Over to you, James.
Roger, Roger, Bob, got it all that time. That's what I've been saying for a long time. The grid isn't big enough to push all these cars around the highway. How do they expect to do that? They have brownouts right now. I thought this up I guess started using some electricity coupler because this is what they always say about the gas cars. If it's around, you're going to say it's an electric coupler, electric coupler. You need the power on the grid. You're going to be using it up to your car. You could have been using gasoline or diesel fuel. I like diesel. They've been working on that a long time. So I give people a chance. Okay, it's been working successful. Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
This is 9RWI, over.
Roger, Roger, on the electric, yes. When I would charge my car, it was 240 volts at 32 amps. So I turned the car down to 28 amps, and it would take about 4 to 4.5 hours at 28 amps and 240 volts. My electric meter was spinning, so yeah, it is electric guzzling. I agree with you. Thank you, James. WB9RWY. I'm going to set one out before I check for late check-in. On Newsmax, two things that were interesting. Cortez and Pellegrino, a sexy girl, they were talking about President Teddy Roosevelt. And on January 3rd of 1919, President Teddy Roosevelt said, "We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is the loyalty to the American people. And our president currently is not loyal to the American people." Another interesting piece I got from Newsmax was a black spokesman. I think he was filling in for Greg Kelly. He was talking about all the Black Lives Matter carrying on. But they have recorded history for 86 years how many lynchings there were in America. So in that 86-year period, around 3,400 blacks were lynched and about 1,000 whites were lynched. Now, each year in America, black-on-black murders or homicides are greater than 86 years of lynching. But we keep on going back to slavery and the white man and how bad he is. But each and every year, more blacks are killed by blacks in a year than they were in 86 years in lynching. But no one wants to talk about history. And if we don't talk about it, we're doomed to repeat it. With that being said, let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KAEJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. That was Frank. Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar. Hello, Mr. Frank. It's kind of a tough night. I hear you on the radio better than on the SDR. So I'm going to pass it to you. We're at the end of round number 2 with terrible conditions, but good evening. Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar, KAJOY. Thank you, Frank, and that's better than 2 cents. That was at least a quarter's worth. I have got my fingers crossed, and I pray we do win in the end, and God does love us. Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar. Good to hear you, Frank. KAEJOY. With that being said, I think I'll start the 73 round, and we'll see how it goes. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. I almost forgot your calls, Larry. KAJOY, are you available?
Yeah, let me try. Average U.S. price of gas is evidently pretty steady right now over the past 2 weeks. It's at $3.49. That's just probably the gas that's got the ethanol in it, and I try to get the 93 octane without the ethanol. There's a few stations that have it around. Gives you a lot better gas mileage, and it won't mess your motor and gas lines and fuel tank up as much, fuel pumps and different things. So if you've got a station around that's got the 93 octane without ethanol, you'll be much better to burn it. This ethanol is pure crap that they put in there. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline held steady over the past 2 weeks at $3.49. Industry analysis Trilby Lundberg of Lundberg Survey said spiking ethanol costs prevented a drop in prices. The average price of pump is $1.41 higher than 1 year ago. Nationwide, the highest average price for local grade gas is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.82 per gallon. The lowest average is in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $2.95 per gallon. The average price of diesel jumped 2 cents to $3.69 a gallon. So they're really sticking it to the diesel people right now. I don't think I read this one the other day regarding the methane fee. The Democrats are trying to get this methane fee on oil, gas wells and oil. And they're trying to put all the fees they can on petroleum products so they can get rid of them. Here's provision in budget bill must get through Senate. This comes from Associated Press, USA Today. Washington, a Democratic plan to impose a fee on methane emissions from oil and gas wells has cleared a key hurdle, but it faces strong opposition from the oil and gas industry and criticism by centrist Senator Joe Manchin. The proposed fee on methane, a powerful pollutant, that contributes to global warming. Now, this is the more liberal view. They want to really sock it to the oil and gas industry and the any kind of gas, any kind of anything that they don't, they like you say, they're trying to, that's been talked about, they want to go everything electric and cause the electric bills to go sky high. As the bill moves to the Senate, attention again will focus on Manchin, a West Virginia moderate, who has already forced fellow Democrats to abandon one of their biggest climate proposals, a clean electricity program that would boost wind and solar power while phasing out coal and gas-powered plants. That's what they want to do. Manchin, whose state is a leading producer of coal and natural gas, has said he worries a methane tax could be used to drive energy companies out of business. He said before the House vote that he wants to make sure the fee is structured to incentivize innovation and not just punish energy companies for the sake of punishing them. A spokeswoman for Manchin declined to comment after the House vote. The Democrats in the House and Senate said they are confident the fee will remain in the Senate bill. Despite a 50-50 split in the chamber that gives every Democrat veto power, Republicans unanimously oppose the bill. And isn't that something? We got the conservative Republicans, all of them, opposed the bill. It looks like in the Senate chamber. Well, that was great. Language approved by the House represents a compromise that would slap a rising fee on excess emissions at oil and gas facilities reaching $1,500 per ton in 2025, along with $775 million in subsidies for companies that take steps to reduce emissions. So, the more they tax these companies, the more the products are going to cost. So, the Democrats in this way, they want to say, we're just going to pay the tax on this emissions on the gas wells and the oil. And what that really does, that taxes us because they add that tax onto the product fee when you buy it. So they're totally ludicrous and all that. They're just putting a tax on us. That's what really it amounts to. A lot of FedEx packages were found in the woods in Alabama. This is hundreds of FedEx packages found in woods. An Alabama sheriff is trying to figure out how hundreds of FedEx packages end up trapped in the woods. An estimated 300 to 400 packages of various sizes were found in a ravine near the small town of Hayden on Wednesday. The Blount County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, deputies were sent to guard the scene until FedEx workers could arrive to pick up the packages. Sheriff Mark Moon gave that information out. FedEx sent multiple trucks and drivers from across the South to load up the packages, Moon said. Now, how in the world could 300 to 400 packages of all different sizes get dumped in a ravine in Alabama? And it took all these different trucks to go get these packages, unless they were in some type of an 18-wheeler or something that was stolen, or the driver dumped them all out. I'm sure there's more to that than we know. So, thanks for running the net tonight. Bob, the band is a little bit long, but it keeps sliding around a little bit. And I appreciate you running. And I didn't hear Jesse. Hopefully Jesse's all right. And but I really enjoyed the people that checked in, and thanks again for all your work there, and Paul for doing the recording. So back to you up there, Bob, from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee. Back to Nancy.
Roger, roger, Larry. I think this is a very interesting part about that story. I read it myself about FedEx. The FedEx tractor, the FedEx trailers, and even the FedEx dollies have a device on them, a satellite device, and it pings FedEx. So I had a case where a FedEx trailer clipped another vehicle at a gas station, and I had the trailer number. I called FedEx, told them who I was. They told me exactly what mile marker on the Ohio Turnpike that trailer was. And then, of course, the trailer is associated with another trailer, which is associated to the tractor. And then they communicated to the tractor via satellite. So how did somebody with a tractor, trailer, or even a big box truck go to that ravine, dump those packages, and no one is the wiser? Over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's more to it than was told in the story, I'm sure. So, I know that FedEx, a lot of these guys that come around and at your home address, you know, they don't really work for FedEx. They work for a group or a company that's affiliated with them or works for them, you know, probably, you know, just on the side. That's what I've been told by some of the guys that come by here and leave different packages, you know, when I order something through, and it gets delivered through FedEx. I said, we really don't work for FedEx, we work for another company, and we probably, you know, they're probably, they're not really employees of FedEx, but they deliver their stuff, so who knows what's going on there.
Well, we have a lot of those subcontractors here in my town. I have three, not one, not two, but three FedEx terminals. I have FedEx Freight, which is tractor trailers. I have FedEx Ground, which is tractor trailers and box trucks. And I have FedEx Home Delivery, which is all those little vans, express vans. And every vehicle that's got the word FedEx on it communicates and pings to the FedEx terminal. So it is kind of interesting. Thank you, Larry. That was a great story. I'm glad you brought it up because I saved it on my phone, but I didn't bring it to the table. So I appreciate it. Let me go down to Mr. Bill. The band seems to be improving, Mr. Bill. KO4FE, KAJOI.
Okay, KA8JOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, well, one thing about the FedEx pinging system, somebody could get the truck and just cut the power to the satellite link. That's one thing that could be done, I'm guessing. I don't know for sure. On the number of lynchings, look up how many white people are killed annually by blacks. Hell, that makes up, that's more than the number of lynchings in U.S. history in about 5 years, if my rough math is correct. 5-6 years. And I can remember, hell, we had a black serial killer, Coral Eugene Watts. Hell, that guy alone killed 80 white women. Just one guy. So anyway, let's move into this. I guess this is the perversion round for me. I got these damn stories. Here's one, Fox News. Fairfax County schools reinstate books with explicit images claiming they don't include pedophilia. Outraged parents called the books porn and dubbed the county Fairfax with three X's. County. Fairfax County Public Schools reinstated two books that parents have condemned as obscene and pedophilic, claiming that two committees of school administrators, librarians, parents, and students determined that the books did not contain pedophilia and did not violate regulations by including obscene material. Parents condemned the move and comments to Fox News. Why are these school administrators trying to put these, even anything that even smacks of obscenity and pedophilia? Why do they even put this stuff? You know, you would think, anyway, listen to this. It says, Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison includes long sections of a boy reminiscing about explicit experiences he had at 10 years old. And another book, Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kobabe, includes photos of sexual acts between a boy and a man. And the school board doesn't find anything wrong with that. It's just, oh, God. Fairfax County Public Schools announced that it had restored the books to libraries after two committees reviewed them. Those people ought to all be fired. One committee found that Lawn Boy includes themes that are affirming for students with marginalized identities. Oh, God. There is no pedophilia in the book, the committee added. The other committee found that genderqueer depicts so-called difficulties non-binary and asexual individuals may face. the committee concluded that the book neither depicts nor describes pedophilia.
Oh, God.
The robust committee process took place over several weeks and considered whether the books flouted regulations by being obscene or harmful to juveniles as defined by the Code of Virginia, FCPS noted in the press release. After careful consideration, neither books were deemed to have fallen foul of these regulations. I'd say any books that require careful consideration to find out if they violate these laws should be banned just out of caution. Stacy Langdon, the Fairfax County mother who confronted the school board with images from the books in September, told Fox News that the FCPS report is very intellectually dishonest. She said, unless FCPS is using a different dictionary, pedophilia means adults having sex with children, and that is precisely what's being depicted in the particular panel in Gender Queer, Langdon told Fox News in an interview on Tuesday. You guys in the press have been in a quandary since you can't broadcast the images because it violates FCC regulations. But they got it in the schools that can't be broadcast because it violates FCC regulations, but it's okay to show the kids in school. The FCC says the materials can't be broadcast because they're obscene, but FCPS says they're not obscene. How does the committee come to the conclusion that these materials are not obscene when nobody can print them or broadcast them on a national level? It's okay for kids, just not for America, Langston. Fox News reached out to the FCC to confirm whether or not the federal agency considers the images in question to be obscene. The article will be updated with any response. Langston also pushed back on the idea that Lawn Boy and Gender Queer are helpful to the LGBTQ community. And then she went on to talk about, she says, it's appalling that Fairfax County's response to parental feedback is to quibble over the definition of pedophilia and to shame and denigrate families who are concerned about the material. Nicole Neely, a Virginia mother and president of Parents Defending Education, told Fox News on Wednesday that by attempting to normalize its content and reinstating these books under cover of darkness right before the Thanksgiving break, FCPS has demonstrated that in their eyes, parental input is a bug, not a feature in the system. Harry Jackson, father of a student at Thomas Jefferson High School, told Fox News that no reasonable person would come to the FCPS's conclusion on the books. He said those claims are absurd, false, and politically motivated by local Democrats. Jackson said no reasonable person would come to the conclusion that those books do not contain pedophilic material or that they are in no any way, shape, or form serve to benefit children. Jackson argued that the books place within the minds of children the seeds of doubt if they are inappropriately touched by an adult. He argued this doubt facilitates grooming by predators in our midst. That's what it's all about. The school board's deluded decision truly proves we live in Fairfax with three X's County, Virginia, where the school board blesses 12-year-old students flipping the pages on books with pedophilia and porn. Ezra Nomani, a mother and vice president of strategy and investigations at Parents Defending Education, told Fox News, even after losing the governor's race over this issue, the old Democrat school board has given the district an X rating. So anyway, there you go. That's what the Democrats will never stop. These perverts will never stop. Here's another one. Biden working in collusion with the teachers union to to loosen up the rules about teachers that abuse, sexually abuse students. I mean, this all plays into the same agenda. Headline, Trump Education Department to curtail Trump ERA effort or Trump era effort to track teacher sex crimes, teachers unions to continue passing the trash. President Joe Biden's Department of Education will no longer ask school districts for data pertaining to teacher-on-student sexual assault allegations, according to Fox News. I mean, can you believe this? This is just insane. You'd think Biden would have, with all the other problems he's got to deal with, you'd think he'd give this kind of crap a break, but oh no. As part of its 2021-2022 civil rights data collection, the Department's Office for Civil Rights is set to terminate questions put in place by former President Donald Trump's Education Secretary Betsy DeVos that sought to provide a fuller understanding of sexual violence perpetuated by teachers and staff against students. The department will no longer ask school districts to report pending cases or cases in which a school staffer was reassigned to another district school prior to the conclusion of an investigation, according to the Washington Free Beacon, though it will still ask districts to report documented cases of rape and sexual assault. Oh, I'm surprised they're not getting rid of that notification. The department will no longer report cases in which allegations of sexual assault resulted in resignations or retirement of school staff. So if a teacher sexually assaults a student and then the teacher resigns, then there's no record of it. What a bunch of nonsense. While an education department spokesman told the Free Beacon that the changes sought to reduce the burden and duplication of data, yeah, they always got some double talk to explain their subversion. Kimberly Ritchie, a former Trump acting assistant secretary in the Office of Civil Rights, said this is the ultimate act of bowing to the teachers' union. Bowing to the perverts, too. In addition to the move, DeVos told Fox News, this is a sickening move, and every American should be outraged. DeVos concluded there's no rational way to justify sweeping teachers sexually assaulting students under the rug. The only explanation is that the Biden administration is a wholly owned subsidiary of the teachers' unions. While I was in Washington, we stopped the unions from passing the trash, relocating predator teachers without disclosing their conduct to the new district. DeVos relayed to Fox News, we brought districts like Chicago to account and held them responsible for years, hiding hundreds of sexual abuse cases. If you wonder why American families have lost all faith in the education system, this is another example as to why. The news of the changes comes as Virginia's Loudoun County School Board is facing heavy backlash after it allegedly covered up a rape, ostensibly in order to have no problems passing a sweeping transgender bill allowing boys and girls bathrooms. Another question the department will no longer seek answers to are, quote, whether any of the school students, faculty, or staff died as a result of a homicide committed at the school, whether there has been at least one incident at the school that involved a shooting, the number of allegations made against a school staff member of rape or attempted rape or sexual assault that occurred at the school, which were followed by a determination that the school staff member was responsible or not responsible for the offense, the number of allegations made against a school staff member of rape or attempted rape or sexual assault that occurred at the school, which is determined that remained pending, and the number of allegations made against a school staff member of rape or attempted rape or sexual assault that occurred at the school, which were followed by a duty reassignment prior to a final discipline or termination. This is unbelievable. While the department will no longer seek that data, is adding data collection for the coronavirus, as well as a non-binary option to male-female data categories for those schools and districts that already collect that data. So anyway, so now the schools can take rapists and sexual offenders and just reassign them to another school, and nobody will know anything about it. I tell you, these schools, these teachers, and college professors and universities, I mean, these things are just nothing but cesspits of Marxism and perversion. I'll tell you, it's no wonder people want to homeschool their kids with this going on. I mean, and of course, this will just be, if they keep this in effect, it'll just make the teaching profession even more of a magnet for these creeps. So anyway, Bob, thanks for running the net, and also thanks, Paul, always for recording. Those come in handy. And 73 is to everyone that checked in. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. We'll catch you Wednesday.
Thank you, Bill. The signal came up great. You're 20 over S9 right now. So KO4FE, KHOI. It's amazing. I think at some point in time, the school board is going to pick up your child in the nursery at the hospital and just let you visit that child once in a while as they try to indoctrinate it from the tomb to the womb, or from the womb to the tomb.
Yeah, Roger, I'm sure that's their ultimate goal. That way they can protect them from heteronormity and racism and white supremacy and all the other things that they're always babbling about constantly in order to push their sick agenda.
Well, the young people today are definitely misled. The Newsmax went out on the street and was interviewing about four or five young people on a college campus and asked them about Black Friday. And all five of them did not know why we call it Black Friday. Three of the five were offended that we use the word black in regards to a shopping day on a Friday, but none of the kids that they asked knew that the reason we've called it Black Friday since, I believe, around 2005 or 6, at least that's what they said in the media, was because that's the day that the retailers believe that they will be in the black and not in the red during their year of profits. Over.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I don't know how these students get into college. They seem so stupid. I don't know how they pass the entrance exam to get, or how they even graduated high school.
It is confusing how they make it, and how are these young people going to fill the void of us as we retire. We definitely need some help. So, KO4FE, KHOY, thank you, Bill. Let me jump down to Gary. Hopefully the band's going to continue to improve because I'm going to turn this SDR off. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray.
Okay, down the bottom,
no, I'll give him a shout when I get down there.
All right, I got something to say. They had in New York City, they called it a rubber yard. A lot of these teachers would show up, they wouldn't do nothing but sit in the room, and they sit there for 8 hours, and they collect their paycheck, and it was one of the biggest scandals going in New York City. But that's believable, because that place is a sewer anyway. But, you made a good point before about that Tesla, Bob. I can't understand. I really can't understand what we're doing here anymore. It's all profit. Tesla's got to make a bundle of money on that vehicle. And I'm just curious if you got to sold it back with him for 2 months or just returned it. $240 for an electric bill. I'm laughing like hell because not at you, but I'm just saying, how the hell How in the hell can we be pumping coal or gas or whatever in these big plants to provide AC for homes, etc., and you got to charge your car with a $240 bill? I guess that's the who knows anyway. But that FedEx from Larry, I believe it was him, he said FedEx dumped those packages. Well, when I worked for UPS many years ago, if a new driver came on board and he was scared to death to bring back packages that he didn't deliver, he would try. One guy had them in his garage. They said if he Max Kaiser on RC that had been down in El Salvador. They had a good morning suggestion. Hillary Clinton claimed that this El Salvador is using that for their currency. Clinton said this is going to destroy all our monetary systems in the world. Oh, Hillary, boy, she makes her sticks her nose and everything that what she should be in jail with the rest of the bums. All right, so anyway, an Amazon workout. They're having a lot of stuff going on with Amazon. They want some money coming back from Bezos. So that's another issue. But the school system went together a crime against humanity. It's against the kids. It's really a bad thing. So anyway, KAJYWB2JAX.
All right, Gary. Well, let me quickly explain. The car was $88,000. I put $1,000 down to order. When the car came in, I gave them $50,000 cash, and I took out a loan for $37,000. Well, Tesla is terrible as far as customer service. So the loan papers were given to them. They put the wrong VIN number on the loan. And then when I contacted Canadian Federal Credit Union and told them what the VIN number on the car was, Navy Federal canceled the loan. So Tesla didn't have their money. And also, for the first 2 years, charging the car is free. But every time I took the car on a little trip and plugged the car into a supercharger, my credit card got charged $7.50 to charge the car. After the car is charged, if you don't unplug the car and move it, in 30 minutes, they charge you another $7.50. So I contacted Tesla, and I contacted Tesla, and I contacted Tesla. It went on for weeks. They would not talk to me. They have terrible customer service. So I contacted the State of Ohio Attorney General's office, filed a complaint, and said I want to return it. So when it was all said and done, I got to tell Tesla that you people need to go to school, to the Cadillac School of Customer Service. You take your Cadillac in, they fix it, they give you a cup of coffee, they wash your car, and if you're bored, they'll give you a call girl. They are wonderful at the Cadillac dealership. But I got to take the car back and hand them the keys to it, and it cost $700 to drive it around for 10 weeks and put a hole in the roof from my amateur radio. Over.
Good for you, Bob. That's, you know, it sounded like a lot of hassle you had to get through, but I'm glad you came out on top of that. The hole in the roof, that made the whole story great.
Oh, Tesla was furious. They were going to cancel the warranty and blah, blah, blah. They just are a terrible company to deal with once you drive away with the car. No customer service personality. So I went immediately to took my money in my pocket and went to the Cadillac dealership and bought me my sixth Cadillac. So that is what I did with that. So, yeah, how are we going to power and charge all of these cars when my car alone increased my electric bill up to $245 from $120? How is everybody going to have an electric car and get it charged? Over.
Roger, yeah, that's ridiculous. I was going to say, you know, years and years, about 20, 30 years ago, I used to be up and down the park area in Turnpike, working and driving trucks, etc. And there's one person in a car driving on the parkway. In fact, one person, they used to have vans that would be commuter vans, but they did away with that later on anyway. Nothing works in this country. It's all baloney. And, you know, if they made everybody drive a three or four cylinder, 1,000cc vehicle, maybe we could make some headway. But the way it's going today with all these SUVs that they look like trucks with all the moms, with, you know, soccer moms and a damn thing.
Yeah, it definitely is different, but I did not. The car was wonderful. It was amazing. The technology was great, but the customer service and the fact that you cannot play with it, you can't repair it. It took me, because it's got those doors that open up in the back in the sky. So in the roof was quite a trick to take it apart and put my UHF, VHF antenna in it, but I still did it. I took pictures of it and wrote an article about it. So thank you, Gary. WB2JAX, KJOI. Let me go down to Iron River, Wisconsin. Mr. James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Over.
Hello, Bob. This is WB9RWY. Everybody's coming in better now. I was reminded by Bill's comments about the library books. I wonder if this is the same group of librarians who wanted to ban Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer because of a perceived language in there. I was just wondering about that myself. They don't like Huck Finn, but they can have all these other pedophilia books. That is sick. And I wonder if anybody has mentioned that Nancy Pelosi might be retiring, and she bought a house in Florida. She bought a house in Florida. That tells you everything. But I was glad to hear this week that the shipyard workers at Newport News in Virginia were not required to get their vaccines. They were first told that they don't get shots, they will be fired. And a lot of them said, oh, we're not going to do that. Some did, but about a third of them just decided that they would disagree. Without workers, management decided, no, just wait a sec. Maybe not. Maybe you guys better get back here. And they nullified all the terminations. And so this is the power of people sticking together. I don't know, it's quite encouraging. Quite encouraging to me. So, that's about all I got for this week. Quite a good comment by everybody. So, back to the net. Thanks for running it, Bob. This is WB9RWY. Over.
All righty, Mr. James, thank you for joining us. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. A pleasure having you with us. Let me go down to Mr. Tim. I checked you in. I saw you on Netlogger. Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango, Papa Tango Charlie.
Good evening, Bob, and everybody on Netlogger. Protect the Constitution. It is a pleasure to be here again with you guys. I came in just in time. I'm normally at work at this time, and KO4 FE, Bill, he was on. I love hearing Bill's Bill, I call Bill story time here. Bill, you did ask a question about how does Biden get involved in making any decisions, or what, you know, something about the decisions he makes with why he chooses what he chooses. Biden doesn't have any choice in any decision that he makes. Biden is a puppet. He's a 9-to-5 president. He doesn't work weekends. They send him away so they can get the job done without him. And that whole article that you're talking about the pedophilia, the communist man, back in 1988, remember, the Communist Party said they're no longer going to run the candidate. The Democrat Party has adopted their platform. So there are no more Democrats in any leadership position in our government anymore. And they have completely pulled the wool over their eyes, over the eyes of all of their constituents. And even some Republican constituents who still believe that there are Democrats out there. They're there to control the children. If they control the children and teach them what they want to teach them at a young age, they won't know what they lost. It's like the frog in a pot of water. You put the frog in the pot and you bring it to a slow boil, you cook the frog and you never know it's any different. That's what that's all about. And then this reassigning gender and not reassigning the pedophiles to other schools and not notifying them. What about Megan's Law? Where does that come into play? Megan's Law is there for a reason, so there's got to be a way for people to know about anybody moving into their neighborhood, so to speak. And as far as getting these kids to graduate high school, to push through. They're not educated. I think we all know that. They're pushed through and given diplomas so that they can start high school. My daughter, at the age of 15, her mother and I had separated and divorced, and it really took a toll on her. My ex-wife got custody, and my daughter didn't finish her last year of high school. And I will put her up against any college graduate that's out there. Because even though she wasn't in school, I made sure that I taught her. Her plan is now to get her GED now that she's a mom. And, she's going to be there to teach her daughter. It's just an amazing thing. So, guys, I am really glad that I was able to make it on tonight. I hope my signal's okay. I hope you guys can hear me. It's just a disgrace what's going on. Joe Biden is a waste. I don't know how anybody out there can still think that this guy is a kind of force, positive for this country. I remember people all the time. And I think they stick behind him now because they're so dug with their anybody but Trump attitude that they want to get it. So everybody, thank you for having me here on the net today, and I'll be here till the end. I'm glad I made it. I was at work tonight, and they released us early. And the first thing I said is, great, I'm getting home for the Liberty Net. I really miss this net. This is my favorite net on the radio. So, and Bob, one more thing, if you could, I know that you do another net, or there's another net that you're involved with on another day. If you could just fill me in on that frequency and what day that is and the time, because if it's something that I can be available for, I'd like to see what that was all about, too. Okay, so I'll put it back to net control. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Protect the Constitution. Everybody have a great evening, and I'll be standing by listening.
Well, the other one that I'm on is, it's called the Friendly Bun. It's 3.919. It is every night from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Sunday night is when I'm the moderator from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 3.919. Over.
Roger, copy. 3.919 every night. I can make the Sunday, so that's good. Sunday 9 to 11, or 7 to 11, and you're on 9 to 11. I'll be sure to check that net out. Thank you. Station 3, ETC, that's the net control.
Alrighty. Well, I have to throw a funny out. There's a mom that is at one of the local gas stations, and I would stop in there, once or twice a night, in the police car and grab a cup of coffee. And she has a senior at my high school here in town, and it's a very expensive high school. I spend way too much money in taxes paying for this high school here in town. So one day, over a course of several days, but I was questioning her daughter when she was there, you know, who was our first president? Who was president number 16? Do you know the approximate time of the Civil War? Do you know when the Vietnam War was? Do you know kind of when the World War II was? President John F. Kennedy, how did he leave office? Just general questions. So one day I finally said to Stella, do you know when the War of 1812 was? And she said, I really don't like you. And I said, Stella, when was the War of 1812? I'm not talking to you anymore. And I said, how stupid are you? You're using my tax dollars, and you can't tell me when the War of 1812. Well, she went to her mom and said, I want to call the police department and file a complaint against him. And she told her mom what the question was that I asked her, and her mother said, you're wasting my tax dollars. Over.
That's too funny. That's like the old joke. Your mother has three children. The first one's named Penny. The second one's named Nick. What's the third child's name?
Yeah, see? And they can't even answer it. It's really a shame. These young people are just so stupid. I have to tell one more and I'll stop. It was on December 7th. It was Pearl Harbor Day. A young man and his friend ran out of gasoline. I pulled up behind him. I'm putting the gasoline in their car, helping him out. And I said, wow, today is a historical day. And the kid looked at me and said, why, because I ran out of gas? I said, no, you know, December 7th. It's historical. It had to do with World War II. And his friend said, oh, is that the day that we bombed Japan and started the war? I stopped pouring the gasoline in their car and said to both young men, you are too stupid to drive on my road. And I got back in my police car and told them, you better call your parents and bring some fuel.
That is not a disgrace. It's an indication of poor education in the school system and very poor parent involvement. It's just a disgrace. I don't know
what to say about it. It's amazing. All righty, Tim, thank you for joining us. KT3PTC, KJY. Well, I've gone through the list three times, but the band has improved, so I'm going to throw it out there and see if anybody would like to make an additional comment. Over. Nothing heard, so I guess I'll close the window. Thank you for everybody joining us. I can only keep my fingers crossed and hope that the band starts to improve as we enter into these winter months, because it really is kind of a struggle sometimes. But again, thank you for being with me tonight. Thank you for supporting the Liberty Net, libertynetradio.org. I did not see Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, and I didn't hear from Jesse. But I really enjoyed the participants that we had tonight. And Paul, thank you for recording. It's always a pleasure to have the recording, sir. So thank you very much. As I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Mr. Victor, W1WCR. And really, if those who don't know it, that little ending of the Liberty Net is basically from Mr. Victor about wishing Mrs. Calabash a good night. So it is my prayer for God to bless this great country. May God bless America, our first responders, our sailors, soldiers, and airmen, and coasties. and each and every one of you. Thank you very much. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. With that being said, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Oscar Yankee.
Recheck it.
Go ahead.
This is Kilo 2, Sierra Papa Golf. I just caught the tail end of this net, but I figured I'll check in real quick while you're still there. I did hear the Tesla story, though. That was pretty good.
Am I talking to Steven? Do you go by Steve or Steven?
Steven.
All righty, Steven. Well, thank you. I'm sorry we're gonna shut the door, but Wednesday and Saturday night, $39.95, starting at 10 p.m. Every Saturday, every Wednesday. Over.
I'll try to remember to be back. Thank you very much. K2SPG. Hello, Ken.
Roger, roger. K2SPG, KHOI.
K2SPG, KHOI.